Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Poor Alice felt very lonely. She would have burst into tears if she had not seen the White Rabbit trotting slowly towards her, anxiously studying the ground on either side.
"Run, Duchess, the Duchess," he muttered. "Oh, my dear paws. Oh, my fur and whiskers. She'll have me executed as sure as ferrets are ferrets. Where can I have dropped them, I wonder?"
Alice guessed immediately that he was looking for his fan and white gloves, and she began to hunt around for them. But everything had changed since her swim in the pool. The hall, with its glass table and little door, had vanished completely. And so had the fan and the gloves. Very soon, the rabbit noticed her.
"Why, Mary Ann," he called out angrily. "What are you doing out here? Run home this minute and fetch me a pair of gloves and a fan. Quick now."
Alice was so frightened at the rabbit's tone of voice that she ran off at once in the direction he pointed to.
"Mary Ann? He thought I was his housemaid," she said to herself as she ran.
Soon, she reached a little house with the name W. Rabbit engraved on a brass plate on the door. She went in without knocking and hurried upstairs to a room where she noticed a little bottle standing on a table.
"I know something interesting is sure to happen whenever I eat or drink anything," she said. "So I'll just see what this bottle does. I do hope it'll make me grow large again."
She quickly drank half the bottle. And next thing she knew, her head was pressing against the ceiling.
"Oh dear, I do wish I hadn't drunk quite so much." But it was too late. She went on growing and growing. And very soon she had to lie down with one arm out of the window and one foot up the chimney. Luckily for Alice, she grew no larger, but she was very uncomfortable. She was beginning to wonder how she would ever get out again when she heard the White Rabbit calling. "Mary Ann! Mary Ann! Fetch me my gloves this minute!"
Alice quite forgot that she was now 1,000 times larger than the rabbit, and she trembled as she heard him trying to open the door. It would not open because her foot was jammed hard against it.
"I'll just have to climb in through the window," said the rabbit.
"Oh, no, you won't," thought Alice. She waited until she heard the rabbit just under the window and spread out her hand to snatch him up. But all she snatched was air, and the next moment there was a shriek and the crash of broken glass as the rabbit fell back through the cucumber frame.
"Help! Help! Somebody come and help me!"
he called furiously. Alice heard the pattering of many footsteps as a crowd of little animals and birds came running from all directions.
"There's an arm in that window," said the rabbit, "and it shouldn't be there. Go and take it away at once."
There was a long silence after this, but at last Alice heard the rumbling of little cart wheels and the sound of many voices talking together.
"Bill, bring the ladder here," said one. "Put it here at the corner of the house. Now, Bill, the master says you're to go down the chimney."
Bill, the lizard, climbed up onto the roof, and Alice put her foot down the chimney as far as it would go. Then she waited until she heard Bill scratching and scrambling in the chimney just above her, and gave one sharp kick.
"There goes Bill,"
cried the crowd of animals and birds as the little lizard sailed through the air. Two guinea pigs caught him as he fell to the ground.
What happened, Bill?" they asked.
"Well, I hardly know," he squeaked. "Something like a jack-in-the-box came at me, and I went up like a skyrocket."
We must attack that jack-in-the-box, said the rabbit. Bring up a barrel full of pebbles at once.
Alice did not have to wait long to see what would happen next. A shower of pebbles rattled in through the window, hitting her in the face.
You better not do that again, she shouted angrily.
There was silence. And then Alice noticed that the pebbles were turning into little cakes. If I eat one of them, she thought, it's sure to make some change in my size. And as it can't possibly make me larger, it must make me smaller. So she swallowed one of the cakes. And immediately shrank until she was small enough to get through the door. She ran out of the house, and the crowd of little animals and birds rushed towards her. Then she ran as fast as she could and soon lost them in a thick wood. The first thing I've got to do, she thought when she stopped to rest, is to grow to my right size again. I suppose I ought to eat or drink something or other. But the great question is, what? Alice looked all around her. There was a large mushroom nearby, about the same height as herself. She looked under it and behind it, and she stretched herself up on tiptoe to see what was on top of it. Her eyes met those of a large blue caterpillar that was sitting with his arms folded, quietly smoking a long hookah and taking not the smallest notice of her or anything else. He slowly took the hookah out of his mouth.
Who are you?
He asked sleepily.
I hardly know, sir. You see, since I got up this morning, I haven't kept the same size for 10 minutes. And being so many different sizes in a day is really very confusing.
No, it isn't, said the caterpillar.
Well, perhaps you haven't found it so yet, said Alice. But when you have to turn into a chrysalis, you will some day, you know, and then after that into a butterfly, I should think you'll feel it a little queer, won't you?
Not a bit.
Well, said Alice, all I know is it would feel very queer to me. The caterpillar was silent for a while. Then he said,
What size do you want to be?
Oh, I'm not particular, but I would like to be a little larger than 3 inches. It is such a wretched height.
It is a very good height, indeed,
said the caterpillar angrily, rearing himself up to his full 3 inches. Then he yawned, got down off the mushroom, and very slowly crawled away into the grass.
One side of the mushroom will make you grow taller, he called as he disappeared. And the other side will make you grow shorter.
But which is which?
Thought Alice. And she stretched her arms round the mushroom and broke off a bit of the edge. She nibbled a little of the right-hand bit and shrank so rapidly that her chin struck her foot. Feeling very frightened, she then nibbled a little off the left-hand bit. The next moment she'd grown so tall that her head was above the trees. So she set to work very carefully, nibbling one bit of mushroom and then the other, until she was the right size to enter a little house which stood nearby. I wonder who I shall find inside, thought Alice, and she walked towards the front door.